Cape Town wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
On Smile FM.
Listen to this. 33 years ago, I dated a really funny blonde-eyed blue boy from Durban. For about a week, he kept a photo of me in his school blazer pocket for about a year. Right?
Wow.
Now, after 33 years, we've rekindled the flame that is burning furiously fast. I asked him recently if he heard that very loud crash, and he looked around and I told him that my armor-plated dragon scales were falling off fast.
Oh, boy. That is such a beautiful way to express that.
Yeah. He's told me a few times already, and he is Kyle, who's with us this morning. Hello, Kyle.
How are you doing?
Lekker, bud. Awesome to chat to you. So Sharon sends us this amazing message. She says, he's told me a few times already he loves me, and I feel it too. I feel it too. But I'm like, Sharon, good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Hi. Oh, we've got
my
everybody.
Daughter is forcing me to do this.
I love this. What's your daughter's name?
Ella.
Kayla. Hello, Kayla. How are you?
No, Ella.
Emma. Sorry, Emma. How are you?
Ella.
Ella. Oh, get there eventually. Ella, how are you?
Good.
Nice. So mom's got something special to do today. To complete this, you know, this journey. Mm-hmm. And it's been more than 33 years. And Kyle's with us. Now, Kyle, just you've told Sharon you loved her, right? And you love her. Not loved, love. But Sharon hasn't quite, you know, been up to telling you how she really feels. And so, Sharon, is there something you want to tell Kyle?
Yes. Ella's forcing me to do this. But it is true, Kyle. Kyle, hello. I think you're pretty awesome. And I love you back.
Yes!
I know I've said it very softly and whispered it, but now I'll say it loudly.
On the radio. Carl's like, you could have done this. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Ella's forcing me to do it.
I love it. Kyle, this sounds amazing. Do you remember, Kyle, meeting and dating her all those years back and the feelings you had then? And then, like, kind of you did your own thing. And then, like, isn't it amazing how life just happens and it brings you all back? Mm.
Well, it is actually. It was 1992, 33 years ago. It's a long time ago. But, you know, I think what it does is it talks to your inner child.
Because absolutely.
When you realize back then that you had feelings, time carries on every day. We live the same eternal moment of now, back then that we do today. And I just think it's a great story that looks at the relevance of how you felt when you were young for someone, and then magically you meet them 33 years later, and there's that same feeling.
Wow. I love that.
It's just an explosion of relevance all over.
Absolutely. And you guys, let me just tell you, you've now, it's been so inspirational to somebody, so many other people in relationships. It's a good feeling to have, especially on a stressful Monday, that there's still people that are, you know, going full circle with relationships and making it go full circle, coming back to this point, this childlike point in your hearts again where there's love. And so Sharon and Kyle and Ella, yes to all the love in the world to the three of you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks, Ella. Thanks so much for letting mom do this, okay?
Okay.
It's too cute. I love it. Guys, thanks so much. And, you know, even though you're on a radio station, yes, we know that. We know. But it's special because every other heart that needed to hear the words, I love you, for the first time, got to hear it and got to be in a relationship with everybody, with Sharon and with Kyle right now, and with young Ella, sharing in her
so
mom's
cute.
Joy. Mom, tell him you love him. Do it now.
Every day, Cape Town wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
On Smile.
On Smile FM.